Blog Talk Radio.
My, here we go again. Well, I want you all to consider the words to the song I'm going to play. I'll let everybody get a chance to get on, okay? Y'all get something from the words to some of these songs, because some of the stuff that I've found in the magazines and whatnot that I get, and I do get six to ten of them a week or a month or thereabouts, and choices. Changes we need are up to we the people. I'm going to clarify some things that other people haven't decided to talk about. choices. Each of us needs to decide what we are for, against, and what to do about it all. Has anybody really looking at their opinions and what they believe and figured that... we might want to change some of the things that haven't gone right. I mean, they're recalling these dingle bats that homeless prosecutor. No, you're not. You ain't prosecuting nothing. And I noticed some things a lot of people are really worried about. But we'll get to all of it. We're coming up to a vote, where each of us gets to make the most important decision since our country was formed. It's a critical choice. It really is. And I'll elaborate at the end of after I get done with what I've written. If, a big old if you want realistic long-term changes, find the one who will do their job the right way and vote them in. Now, what's the right way? We'll get to that, too. Your vote should be independent of party. Bear that in mind. I will suggest that there's a whole bunch of people out there that have changed their minds about some of the dinks that are in office and supposedly in charge. I don't know about you. I wouldn't trust them with a used outhouse pit, but that's just me. This does not mean staying with any kind of status quo, and I mean any kind. don't matter what it is. The many major problems are being created by the present administration. These people own all of it. We'll get into some of that, too. I'm going to go back through some of this after I do some short, quick reading of things that I found that have been published. Many major problems are being created. Don't forget this, created by the present administration. These people own all of it. Think about that. Doesn't matter if you can afford to live or not, according to them. Think about it. The price of everything is going up and shortages and all this other crap. They don't care. Why should they? They got millions of dollars. Oh. Uh-huh. Question is, what do you want? Now, this is a loaded question. It sure is. It is humongous, nasty, and won't go anywhere in the near term. I'm not going to try to explain that away, except that from the people I hear from, what do you want? Well, we'd like to have some kind of law enforcement in the cities. We'd like to see people going to jail when they smash very expensive plate glass windows and abscond with whatever's behind them. Yeah. Well, let's look at things in a very realistic form. I mean, everybody's experienced this to some extent, and yet I haven't heard about a whole lot of people getting really funky about what's going on, especially when these things have been created by the people in office. Think about that very, very carefully. Okay, do you like the prices? I go to the gas station, and I hope I brought enough cash with me to, or got enough room on the credit card to put fuel in the tank. So, do you like the prices? Did you notice that the prices in the groceries are going up as well? How about all the shortages? And I got that all red line. Shortages. Have you noticed bare spots in the shelves at any of the major places you shop? The knee-jerk reaction by the health departments to close a baby formula factory on suspicion. They admitted it. It was only suspicion. Rather than full testing or telling us we have to wear masks again. Hey, you ready for the fun games to start? and the IRS is going to be part of the enforcement arm. They're not allowed to, but they're going to. They're going to break the law, just like those protesters that are protesting outside the Supreme Court justices' houses illegally, trying to change their mind and vote. Uh-huh. It's illegal, Dink. And if it was me and I was in charge, they would be cleared up. Now, a new shot has been approved for very young kids. Think about that very carefully. Do you have young grandkids or people that probably shouldn't get the shot or don't need it? Are these people going to require our babies to take this shot? I got questions, and ain't nobody talking about it. Everybody's nobody has the kahunas to jump out there and get into it. Do we have a teleprompter running our country? If you watch Biden, you probably think so. So, what is your choice? The same or something better? Many got a gun and ammo because of a lack of police. You don't have any protection, or you got to protect yourself. We have a right to self-defense. And don't matter who don't like it. Oh, yeah, and Joe Biden doesn't like it. He has as much said so. Yeah, well, you don't need an 9mm. You don't even need a 22. You don't need a gun, carry a gun around in society. You won't bet. Tell that to the little high on whatever that have a gun and a bad case of pimples, wanting to shoot somebody just because they want to join a gang, and the only way to join that gang is to blow it away. Ooh. Well, I'm going to start out with some of these magazines. Now, remember, I want you to remember, I'm going to do some magazines, and there's some people that just hate this, but I'm going to do it. And the reason I'm doing it is because there's some things in some of this that's worth hearing. Woo! My. Robb Elementary School in Texas. Uvalde, Texas, to be exact, were failed a million different ways. That's the kids. Kids are funny. They look to adults to keep them from doing stuff that's stupid dangerous, whether it's to them or others or whatever. It's worth thinking specifically about how and why they were failed by the police. You hear over and over from the police lobby about protecting the public. The cops retreated. Yeah, my goodness. They did plenty of training, but when it mattered, all the investment in SWAT teams and active shooter procedures came to nothing. Or not, as they say. Now, this is Mark Gimian, managing editor of The Week. And I got to give the man his due. He's pointing out some things that should be pointed out in mainstream media and haven't been. Minor violation. On a typical day, a cop in Vivaldi is vastly more likely to be handcuffing a citizen who failed to pay a fine than helping the victim of a serious assault? That's a good question. It's something that's pointedly obvious. Expectation of care and protection erodes. The answer from much of the law and order lobby is not that we should fix policing. Wanna bet? It is that, like the parents of Vivaldi, you are on your own. Go get yourself a gun. Now, I've been trying to tell everybody to do that you might need it. I mean, if you're at the mall and some dink comes up with a AK-47, you can be standing there with your underwear in your hand, hoping you don't pee on yourself too much. What are you going to do? What should you do beforehand? Get yourself a gun. And that's advice from law enforcement officers, woo-hoo, and a bunch of others. You are on your own. My. And the question still is, what do you want? You want that sort of horse hockey or what? A new push for gun laws as Uvalde mourns. I hate to tell you this, all you people that think gun laws are so cute. How many crooks tested to see whether or not they can even own a gun, let alone go buy one. Ooh. Now, they banned assault rifles. That's an AK. They didn't single out the AK. They picked on the M16. Now, what the hell they want to do that for is anybody's guess, but they did. And guess what? Didn't make any difference. That's right, the big gun. Old man didn't do anything. Democrats want to pass an assault weapons ban and universal background checks. But Murphy said Republicans had ruled those out. Uh-oh. My. Red flag laws, take guns, or block gun sales. People deemed dangerous. gun safety laws should not stop mass would not stop mass shooting. Gun safety laws will not stop mass shootings. Hello, anybody listening? I doubt it. Well, there's a few, but I'm getting into an area that it's touchy feely like you wouldn't believe. Mitch McConnell, problems that need targeting are mental illness and school safety. Now, he's right. And, I don't like Mitch McConnell. He's in bed with the Chinese Communist Party, him and his wife. Heavy money. Oh, you can make a lot of money with it if you get to the right people. Uh-huh. Well, anyway, here's the thing. Mental illness and school safety. Let's take the first one first, mental illness. If some nutcase has been known to slice up their own face because they wanted to know what it felt like or whatever their reason, I'd say that that person shouldn't have any sharp-pointed objects, let alone a firearm. I'm sorry, but they ought to be red flag. Now, how do you do that? Well, the red flag idea or red flag laws are squirrely. And by that I mean each state has their own ideas about what should be done, and they write their laws accordingly. So what you get into is a big mess. Well, I will say that there ought to be a database, and we've already got most of that in place. So what do you do? Okay, in terms of mental illness or somebody that's incompetent, red flag them in the database. You notice that the gun retailers all check the database. Okay, there you go. Here we go. I mean, here we go, what the editorials say. Ooh, left-wing media. The usual calls for restricting Americans' gun rights have arrived on cue. Yep. The mass shootings in Uvalde, Buffalo, and elsewhere point to a deeper malady than gun laws can fix. It ain't gun laws that need fixed. It's the manner in which you attend to the individuals that own them. Now, McConaughey, I like his acting. He said one thing that rang a bell. It's called responsibility. Background checks won't stop youthful shooters who rarely have criminal records. And with 400 million guns already in circulation, an age barrier or a waiting period won't stop anyone determined to kill. If somebody really has decided that they're willing to sacrifice themselves in order to kill a target, you ain't going to, unless you kill them before they get to the target, you ain't stopping it. Ooh, to pretend such laws will solve mass shootings is to ignore the much larger problem of mental illness, profound social alienation, and the collapse of cultural guardrails. You know what you can do with your culture of guardrails? You go to any state that's got hills and valleys and whatnot, and there's guardrails. That's what you can do with those. You can put those cultural guardrails on the side of a hill to keep somebody from killing themselves and other people by driving over the edge. The much larger problem of mental illness. Now, profound social alienation causes a type and portion of the mental illness. I give you that. But you also have a bunch of young thugs, and I do mean that, who think that mental illness is just another way for the people who think they're in charge to try to do something. think about that very carefully. Ban on ban the assault weapons that no individual should own. Oh, really? Huh. Let's stop pretending there's nothing we can do, said the Miami Herald, as we reel from the obscenity of another young male mowing down innocents with military-grade weapons. We must ban the assault weapons that no individual should own. Really? I hate to inform you, but that ain't gonna work either. Ban assault weapons. Oh, you're an only 10-round magazine. And the guy on TV showed that it doesn't fit in. It don't fit in the gun, so the gun becomes worthless and useless. Oh, columnists say we need to pass and enforce red flag laws. Really? Why didn't they do it with this nutcase and Uvalde? Come on. I want a good answer. Is that because there wasn't a law that said that they had to? What do you have to do to get somebody to act right? Well, you have to allow them to step in it right up to their eyeballs. Imposing new restrictions on legal firearms purchases would do little to reduce gun crime. You better think about that, because they've tried all that stuff before and none of it worked. But Democrats aren't trying to save lives. They're waging a cultural war. Oh, that means that people who have a gun are dangerous. People who have a gun are subject to the possibility that they might not be sane. Ooh. Think about that very carefully. Imposing new restrictions on legal firearms purchases would do little to reduce gun crime. That's National Review. Democrats aren't trying to save lives. They're waging a cultural war. They want to make hayseeds and would-be militiamen the face of America's violent crime problem, when in truth, such crime is concentrated in big, democratic cities and disproportionately committed by low-income African Americans. Now, think about that very carefully, because you can get the FBI statistics. An America that won't act to stop the periodic slaughter of school children is in crisis, perhaps a terminal decline. Well, there's been a whole bunch of people saying this and that, and believe me, words don't mean much. Now, January 6th hearings was the biggest crock of crap I've ever seen. The people that are on there, it's loaded. It's sort of like stacking the Supreme Court. Here come the televised hearing. And I wrote on it lots of BS, and I ain't touching that mess. Oh, my gosh. Ottawa, no new handguns. In response to the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, ain't even kin Canada. Canada's government intends to freeze handgun sales. You want to bet? Huh? he's always clean. Wearing a nice, expensive suit and shit. The only problem is there are a whole bunch of people who ain't going to play your game. And you need to really consider what you're playing with, Trudeau. You need to resign. You're not fit to lead your country. You heard me. You heard what I said. Oh, and by the way, I can prove it. I got witnesses and whatnot. South Ossetia, Georgia. South Ossetia's new president this week canceled a planned referendum on joining Russia. Oh, they don't want to join Russia again. Must have had enough of that stuff first time around. You got to have men's consent in Japan for an abortion. Think about it. They helped do it. Well, they should be held in Afghanistan's misery. Now, I don't know if anybody's watched what Afghanistan's going through, but it's not pretty. People starving to death is not something that's cool to watch, no matter who you are. You can be the worst Grinch and whatever in the world, and it still ain't pretty. Under Taliban rule, Afghans are suffering from widespread hunger, desperate poverty, and brutal oppression. You get out of line, you don't cooperate, they didn't beat your brains out. Questioning the redefining of gender. Yeah, I question that. Sacred cow. Well, you know what? All kids, I don't care what age they are, have come across these strange ideas to come up with something new and different, something that is entertaining. They're bored with what they got, so they'd look for other things. Well, if you want to really play games with something, take a look at the Ukraine. Here's where the fun begins. Who bombed it out? Hit it with artillery so bad that there isn't anything standing. Will Russia or the West pay to rebuild? It's a good question. I think they need to make sure that the farmland is in good shape. And they need to make sure that those people are protected. And I mean protected from Russian invaders, long-range artillery, airstrikes, or whatever, so that they can run their tractor and be normal people again. Uvalde, as children were massacred, the police did nothing. I don't know if anybody's watched the news or if they were curious about it enough to watch it. But I can tell you this, every cop is required, whether you like it or not, policemen, you think about this very carefully because everybody expects this of you, to get into the fray immediately. And by that, I mean jump in the firefight and blow the sucker away who's trying to kill kids. That's what you're supposed to do. Columbine school shooter training, they had it. Directs police to immediately pursue and try to neutralize active shooters. And they didn't follow any of this. Cops need to be held accountable. Think about that very carefully. You might not have a police force in Uvalde. That's what I said, and a lot of the state police and sheriffs, et cetera, all need to go to jail. Ooh. Well, how do you do that? Well, now, there's a thing, there's a deal in the law where it says that if you don't provide a safe place for education, you're guilty of a crime. That's a state law. Ooh, let's go to the federal level. Police are not legally obligated to rush in and protect people in life-threatening situations. Then they need to be fired. Then they need to turn their badge and their gun in and go somewhere. Flip burgers. We don't care. If you don't protect kids, if it's my grandkids, I'd be hunting some people right now. Ooh, yeah. That's how intense I feel about it in mass shootings. That staggering level of incompetence is the norm, not the exception. And you can look at all of the different things. They didn't bother to stop anybody. They just did it to it. Monkeypox, the risk is highest during prolonged physical contact, such as when having sex. So we can skip the vaccine, says the wife. Oh, boy. Social media, Texas battle over online censorship. Yeah, everybody should be interested in this because the Department of Homeland Security thinks that they can come in and do anything they want to you if you say the wrong thing online. Think about that. Oh, but they got rid of that righteous department that they had. Yeah, they didn't close it down. They just put it in, put it on the QT. The Supreme Court this week blocked a Texas law that would have tied the hands of social media companies. The Supreme Court needs some lessons. Five Supreme Court justices voted to block the law for now. For now. That means it's a temporary stay. This is a second defeat for the conservatives looking to limit the power of tech companies. Rejected an attempt by Florida to bar social media companies from banning politicians. I mean, there's, you guys just don't get it. It is either a utility, which is also can be easily controlled, or it's a free-for-all. Which do you want? Now, remember, the title of this is Choices. Texas law requires that what they censor does favor one political party or ideological position. Oops. Well, there's going to be some heavy-duty changes coming. Democrats back off big tech. Some Senate Democrats are getting cold feet about big tech oversight. And here you got Texas running it by themselves. Good Lord, what does it take for you people to realize that it ain't no fun when the rabbit's got a gun, the hunting season just gets all screwed up, bent out of shape and all that sort of thing. It's like homeless shelters. You got some? Tell people that's the only place they can stay. Can't live on the sidewalk. How do you enforce that? Well, you can throw their stuff in the trash or set fire to it or whatever you want to do. Regulators reinvigorate Amazon probe. Oh, boy, Amazon's getting federal drinking commission. Has revamped its antitrust probe of Amazon. They're looking at you guys. Europe unites on Russian oil embargo. Good. Credit. The end of the savings boom? Yes. It's going to boom back the other way. Gun makers and industry sheds rules and norms. There is a bunch of nasty things going on in the culture war against people such as gun manufacturers. My. Let's see where is that? I think I'm going to play you a song. I want you to think about guns. Even if you only got one gun for your own self-protection, think about this.
Deep in the heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Ana sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Well, that started a revolution that no one could put down, like a wildfire for freedom. Burn even now. You see, even if you got an army, when all is said and done, you just don't mess with Texas, especially when it comes to guns. The Mexicans went home without that cannon.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you.
You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it,
one shot at a time. Now I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up, at least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it,
one shot at a time.
Anything in that? I hope you did. You don't have a right to 9mm. You don't have a right to large magazines. You don't have a right to carry a gun. So says our illustrious leader. My, my, my. Anyone from using federal courts to hold gun makers and dealers liable for crimes committed with weapons they sell. It ain't up to the gun. To make the decision about shooting. You can take a loaded gun and sit it on the table all day long. It won't shoot nobody. But hypocrisy is a bad investment. The virtue economy was doomed from the start. Money has poured into environmental social governance, ESG, funds that claim to invest only in companies that upheld certain do-good values. Oops, it didn't get very far. In 2005, Congress passed the Federal Liability Protection. Think about it. You guys think that you want to start a civil war too? Come start taking guns away. Why more is never enough. This is an evolution. As I'm sure the humans will invariably be dissatisfied with what we have. That's why the key to happiness is learning to want less. Oh, really? Well, I hate to tell you, but you're on a Mobius strip. You're running around in circles, and you never come to the end. Satisfaction, I told my daughter, was the greatest paradox of human life. Oh, boy. Satisfaction equals getting what you want. Ooh. You've seen the commercials. Wearing the right clothes, wearing the right, living in the right place, driving the right thing. You know, you've seen it all. Find yourself running simply to avoid being thrown off the back of the treadmill. Ooh. And it goes on and on and on. It doesn't stop. Oh. Well, some things are a given, some aren't. Okay, the good news is that Dr. Fauci says you can leave your house. Oh boy, that sounds great. The bad news is you can't afford to go anywhere. You think about that. 18-year-old killed 10 shoppers in a Buffalo supermarket. It was a primarily black and Jewish neighborhood. All the victims were black, while the shooter was white. Was it racially motivated? According to the shooter, it was. President Biden claimed that an assault weapons ban reduced mass shootings during the decade that it was in effect and urged it to be brought back. The evidence for that view, however, is very thin. It didn't decrease the number of shootings. Complaints about Europeans not doing more. Oh, boy. We sent $40 billion in new aid to Ukraine. Ooh. Following Dobbs leak, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer held a vote on a bill that would enshrine in federal law the right to kill a baby through all 9 months of pregnancy in all 50 states. It just didn't quite make it. Didn't pass. There's limits on some things. Oh, boy. Now you got these people that want, everybody who wants an abortion. They view children as economic obstacles for adults to overcome. And Pelosi was denied communion. Don't you come down here to my church and want that. You ain't getting no forgiveness because you don't deserve any. Ooh, here we go. Disinformation Governance Board was to be set up by the Department of Homeland Security, and that its head was to be Jankowicz. They got rid of her quick. She's an idiot and a nutcase. Video of herself singing is somehow sinister proof, spoof of a song from Mary Poppins. and the 1984-ish proposed agency were heaped with well-earned ridicule. Well, there's a problem with that. It's still there. It didn't go away. It has not been disbanded. That means that anybody who disagrees with the people, such as my show, et cetera, are subject to having people show up with guns. Left-wing television shows to whine that her fate was itself an ironic casualty of misinformation. Yeah, she put the misinformation out publicly, so she gets to live with it. Democratic voter Miles Sussman was working for the Hillary Clinton campaign a few weeks before the 2016 election when he told the FBI he was not representing any client in bringing the Bureau internet data, suggesting a back channel between Donald Trump and the Kremlin. And there's been several people dispute that, and Clinton gave the okay. Woohoo! First time she's got her tit in her ear in a while. For the first time in half a century, the Pentagon has publicly briefed a House committee about sightings. Ooh, the UFOs. Little green men from Mars are coming. Are you ready? As of this writing, no one who caught monkeypox in the current outbreak has died. Oh, God. We got monkeypox now. Federal judge in Louisiana threw President Biden a political lifeline by rejecting his effort to lift Title 42 immigration restrictions. Oops. It's been extended. Ben Domenech, the founder, then publisher of The Federalist, responded to a Vox Media writer walkout by tweeting a wisecrack and tagging his own publication. First, one of you tries to unionize. I swear, I'll send you back to the salt mine. It's, you know, 2 years later, Third Circuit finally laughed the NLRB, National Labor Relations Board, out of court, finding no inkling or evidence that any of Domenech's six employees would feel threatened. Ooh. NLRB wholesale abandonment of elementary common sense is all too common when the administrative state faces American citizens and business that cannot afford to fight back. Yeah, you make a case in court, and sometimes everybody gets it right. Southern Baptist Convention commissioned a report on sexual abuse, and guess what? They're guilty. Strike cancellation at Princeton. Oh, boy, dusting it off now. Looks like a transparent act of vengeance for an unrelated but more controversial transgression. Ooh, the guy got fired. My. Imagine that. Princeton agreed with the mob. Princeton followed the president's lead Every tenured professor in the nation will shudder, shiver, and think better of voicing controversial thoughts. A first-of-its-kind settlement, a soccer federation, under which male and female players will be paid equally. Hey, somebody got another one right. My. Here we go. Main problem faced by people with ethic treatment of animals. PETA. 70% surcharge for customers who request non-dairy milk. Oh, boy. Glue in their hands to the countertops at Starbucks. Come on, people. Get real. I mean, you know, blue dogs swim upstream. March for Life. Candidate views on abortion and guns can matter more than party affiliation. And that's a fact. You want to be told by some dink that never has done anything in their whole life that you're going to obey what they say? I'll tell you what, I'd like to see some pain busters on some of these people's hands and their minds as well. Stop the presses. Fed's a half-hearted war on inflation. Half-hearted. They haven't done anything. And what they have done isn't right. Western world should contemplate itself before continuing the suicide. People growing up in the West today remain among the luckiest people in human history. But, as Branch Rickey famously said, luck is the residue of design. Ooh. That sounds ominous. Know thine enemy. My. We have several serious problems. And one of those problems is what to do with the collateral damage done by these people who think they're doing the right thing. Yeah, I mean, you find a whole lot of these people who don't really have any clue as to what to really do, what they say they do, and then they go do stuff that screws things up righteously. Happy Warrior by Daniel Foster. What's left in the culture wars? Woke capital blank. He had in mind a spate of recent reversals among corporations that had made hasty and panicked investments in fringe yet fashionable progressive causes. Ooh. I'm wrong now. ExxonMobil, Netflix, State Farm, Disney. Does such news signal a turn in the corporate community toward a new focus on selling of particular goods and services to willing customers? Disney says they're going to apply wokeness and gender typing to your kids. You want to go there? You want to deal with them? You want to have them on your TV? I don't. This is what the fact-checking glut of the last 10 years was. Ooh. I trust you'll forgive me. You know, one way they dealt with this exhaustion was to do a kind of second pressing of the institutional pumice. Ooh, fact-checks. We know you no longer trust the front page, so we created a special news section for printing things that are true, in our opinion. Oh, my goodness. You mean the Department of Homeland Security is going to do what they feel like they want to do to your kids' minds in schools? Or does it mean that we're going to pop a bunch of teachers and administrators out of office and put people in who've got the common sense to know that kids need to have innocence and a childhood? Oh, Every other organ of the state has exhausted our capacities to believe in or trust them. The hope is that is to get another 10 years or so of order and compliance by socially designing particular agencies as concerned with not telling us lies. Cancel culture is really a kind of special military operation in a longer culture of war. If the medium can't be controlled, then perhaps the message can be. If they cannot compel your silence, they can maybe see to it that when you do speak, nobody important understands you. Oh, yeah, you're going to gobbledygook it up, okay? This last battle reaches so far into your brain stems that it is understandably meeting a stiff resistance, and not just from conservatives, but from dissenters on the left. That means that everybody is tired of the BS and you need to quit it. Yeah. Oh, boy. There we go. Judicial Watch. Court declares unconstitutional California racial ethic LGBTQ quotas for corporate boards. Like it. Court rules against Democratic partisan and gerrymandering in Maryland. Well, I'll tell you, you know, Tom Fitton must have an agenda that's just unbelievable. Amicus Curie, friend of the court brief in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit, supporting Sidney Powell's appeal of sanctions levied against her and her associates in Michigan 2020 election challenges. Punished. Other lawyers punished for election challenges. Well, it hasn't hit the fan yet. And I mean that quite literally. When it hits the fan, you'll be able to smell it for miles. New York City's war on election fairness. Oh, my goodness. They don't care if they sue. They care that they get the job done for as many people as possible. Court report. Judicial Watch sues Justice Department for communications between Durham and Attorney General Garland. Garland's sticking his nose in again. And in places where it don't belong, you're liable to get smacked down, guys. Justice Department, are you paying attention? Is Merrick Garland paying attention? J.W. sues Virginia. Court officials for firing magistrate who reported wrongdoing. They want to run things their way, irrespective as to legality or right or wrong. Ooh. Now we get into the vaccines, and you're going to like this one. Judicial Watch sues HHS. For communications about vaccine side effects. Sues DOJ for records about task force to address threats to election officials. Well, that's that's righteous. Assaults against U.S. Border Patrol agents up 30% over the last year. Well, if you'd like, I can see about some people that like to shoot their long-range rifles. I send them down there, and they can pop some of those coyotes that think they're so big and bad. Records reveal Fauci emails about hydroxychloroquine and COVID. Ooh. And Fauci don't want to turn loose because it convicts him. Fauci agency records show China failed to provide key COVID information. Imagine that. It was sounding to me like a... Judicial Watch is very, very busy. Here we go. California law requiring California law requiring board diversity is struck down. California's diversity quota defeated. Judge throws out Maryland congressional map over extreme, and that's in quotations, gerrymandering. HHS sued by a watchdog for info on COVID-19 vaccine side effects. Unlawful Stonewall. That's right. You can't, according to this, the way it should be done is in such a manner that they can't administer any kind of vaccine without releasing this information. That'd put a little crimp in her paperwork. U.S. Bush partnership with Wuhan land since 2017 with promise of pandemic preparedness, documents show. And guess who was in the middle of all this? Fauci. DOJ election threat task force appears to have something to hide. They're trying to find out what they're wanting to hide, and they're asking them legally through the courts. Freedom of information request. Okay. How documents show U.S. officials knew China was withholding data, trained Wuhan Institute scientists, et cetera. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I really like the verdict. I really do. Oh, my goodness. Washington Examiner, June 7th, 2022. Oh, Hunter Biden on a laptop. Confirmation proves big tech's lies and bias. I think they need to be sued. Cyber forensics with Augustine Dimitri used sophisticated, exhaustive methods to determine the 100% certainty that Robert Hunter Biden was the only person responsible for the activity on this hard drive and all its stored data. Oops. We can take heart that Elon Musk has indicated that if his purchase of Twitter is consummated, he will consider it incredibly inappropriate platform to use political lenses to censor speech. Wonder how many bots they got. Biden is sleepwalking into a summer of energy crisis. He should know he's doing it. Biden is sleepwalking. Always. And the energy crisis is created by Biden. North America Electric Reliability Corporation, a nonprofit electric grid watchdog, issued a report warning that two-thirds, get that right, that's 66%, two-thirds of the United States faces a heightened risk of power outages this summer. Ooh. 3.2 gigawatts less power capacity this summer than it did last year, all due to the retirement of fossil-powered plants. I retired some of them here in West Virginia. Crock of crap, but they did it anyway. In other words, the Biden electrical grid policy basically boils down to damn the blackouts, full decarbonization ahead. Democrats have been polling that tells them this is exactly what the voters want. You want your air conditioner to shut down when it's hot out. Yeah. Democratic pollster Stanley Greenberg, climate policy and strategy project, shows that big majorities support the major action on climate change despite inflation. Despite the blackouts, questions seem to be more about whether climate change is happening at all. Maybe voters will happily keep their pantry stocked with food, switch to candles, and keep plenty of ice on hand so that their medications don't go bad, as Biden's Department of Energy cheerfully recommends. I don't think those people will be around, but we'll find out this November. I do believe there is serious problems coming up, and I can't just say Democrats did it. Now, the denigration of American cities in praise of America's car culture, Hugo Gurdon wrote this, and when prices soar, it's a blow to our pocketbooks, but also against freedom. Think about that. Getting rid of the homeless. Well, New York hotels, New York City, that's just one place. They're doing it all over the country. Can the National Spelling Bee survive? No. Aw. We got unhappy meal. And they've got Vladimir Putin, and he's out of French fries, and he's not very happy. There's a Made by Jim Bob joke that I really thought was pretty cool. I got this lady with blue hair, red bow, an AK over her shoulder, either a 9mm or something like that in her hand. And she says, did someone say arm the teachers? Think about it. Here's something that'll get you. Queerness. LGBTQ. Queerness in any one of its forms has become a fad. Think about that closely. The person who wrote that isn't anybody that will get into things too far. In the wake of World War II, Bulgaria sent 160,000 Turks to Turkey. Czechoslovakia exchanged 120,000 ethnic Hungarians with Hungary for the equivalent number of Czechs and Slovaks. And some 600,000, this is, Italians and Germans fled or were forcibly moved from the Balkans. Well, that's, food fight, politics, whether it's guns, abortion, or gender politics, our policy debates are designed to go nowhere. Now, you know why nothing gets done. Abstract principles of right and wrong. Too many people on both the left and right are completely uninterested in fixing any of it. Well, because it requires compromise. Oh, and politics can't have that. Nobody to blame but ourselves. We allow these dinks to continue. I'm asking people to make your choice and, go with it. Train wrecks. This is about the subway not making it, train wrecks. I'd say it's intentional. Epic mismanagement of mass transit, killing cities, plus crime. Nobody wants to go there. Nobody's going to ride if people with guns and whatnot get away with whatever they feel like they want to do. And they spend too much money in doing what they do accomplish. The aversion of bureaucrats and politicians to admitting their role in the debacle threatens to accelerate the decline of cities. Democrats go to war against Israel. Whoa. The party's future is being built by its extremist wing. The resolution makes no mention that Jews originated and resided in the Holy Land for thousands of years long before the advent of Arabs or Islam. Duh. But you get the squad. You got Rashida Tlaib, Jamal Bowman, and AOC. And you know they're righteous. The authors complain that the United Nations General Assembly recommended on November 29th, 1947, to partition Palestine into two states against the wishes of Palestine's majority indigenous inhabitants, a sentence that erases the land's indigenous population entirely simply because they're Jews. Think about that. Who's the boss is the question of this one. Washington briefing. I say the teleprompter. Just like I said in the dialogue that I wrote up. New war. American Jews are demanded to take sides. First signs of Biden team blame game start to appear. Solicitor General urges the Supreme Court to reject trucking lawsuit against California. Experts say that if the law takes effect, it would destroy the owner-operator model in the state. Not dummies. They know what's going on. Do you think it'll get any traction? Good question. State laws against big tech could be headed to the Supreme Court. Two appeals courts appear to be split over the similar Texas and Florida laws. Ooh. Senate panel exploring loosening telehealth rules for Medicare recipients, excuse me. Ah, boy. Congressional chambers approach new gun laws differently. It's all BS. They're not going to let you take the guns. And if you do figure out some kind of a way to make it legal, expect Civil War II to break out. Europe reveals new Russian sanctions. That's good. But that still don't alleviate the problem we got. Beware, 100% green energy could destroy the planet. Ooh-wee! This is by Stephen Moore. He's an economist I listen to. Already experiencing the economic damage from the green energy crusaders. Uh-huh. Hey, wasn't it AOC that convinced Texas to switch around to her Green New Deal, and a bunch of people froze to death? Way to go, AOC. Ironically, it's greens that want to shut down mines, which is like saying you want food, but you oppose farming. Hello? People don't want, in Cape Cod, people don't want their ocean views spoiled. No. You can't put a bunch of wind farms out there. A nuclear plant, 1 square mile of land. Wind and solar farms require hundreds of thousands of acres to provide enough electric power to keep Manhattan lit up at night. We require paving over nearly the whole state of Connecticut with windmills and solar farms. I may have an answer for them. I don't know if I'm going to let them have it or not. Anyway, it just keeps going. It don't ever stop. It never does. They let George Carlin talk. Oops. Now, I marked that up for me, not for anybody else. But George Carlin's American Dream is on HBO. You got HBO or a friend does, go watch it. It's funnier than whatever. Something haunting in George Carlin's American Dream and in Carlin himself. And also something inspiring. George Carlin's American Dream reclaims Carlin from those who would remember him only at his most derivative and repositions him as a significant American artist, which is what he was. Oh, here we go. This is by Hugo Gurdon. He's the big boss editor-in-chief and all that sort of thing. Schools normalize bad study habits and failure. Transforming education professional development grading plan. Once the flummery is stripped away, the idea is to give black students a pass for skipping class, misbehaving when they do attend, and failing to hand in assignments either on time or at all. I met people when I was driving a city bus. They didn't want to invest in a lot of buses, so they chartered city buses. And I talked to some of these people, and a lot of them couldn't read. Now think about that. These are seniors in high school. Oh, boy. The main problem, Education Advisory Board Associate Director Margaret Sullivan, improve students' chances of being eligible and competitive applicants for the post-secondary institutions. In other words, underperforming students with goose GPAs would be more likely to get into college. The only problem is that they get there and they fail immediately. If you can't read and write, you're in trouble. Barone. He's got a nice article about politics as the leisure of the theory class. Democrats have gone from being the party of the factory floor to the party of the faculty lounge. Oof. Maybe a politics focused on concrete, achievable goals would work better. Uh-huh. Pledge to detail his plan to combat the worst inflation since the Carter era. Instead, Biden spent most of his word allotment deflecting blame and explaining away America's economic woes. Not me. Mm-hmm. Dishonest gun control debate by Caruso. And he gets into it. They say that an M16 take a guy's head off. They don't make a 22 that can do that. You might find a 308, more likely to find something like a 50 caliber. Second Amendment grants people an individual right to join a state-run organization over which the federal government has full control and can exclude you. Ooh, preposterous to think that that was the intent of the Constitution's authors. And to say it in the face of all available evidence is to propagate a lie, nothing more. I mean, New York requires somebody wishing to carry a gun outside their homes to explain to local police why they need to have a weapon by showing proper cause to carry. Well, the Supreme Court's gonna put the zap on you guys. I need a new Glock 17 or AR-15. The question is whether the Second Amendment protects my right to have one, and it does. Declaration that someone does not need a particular type of firearm. Yeah, okay. Aspersion that gun owners, particularly those who own a variety of firearms, are creepy weirdos who should be put on no-fly list simply because they have a lot of guns. Tom Nichols did that recently in a discussion he had with the A.D. Stoddard. He said in a rant about the Republican Party, it believes in propagating its own reelection purely for the sake of its people being in office. Just like guns, but as you said, a fetish, an obsession, a weird fixation, not just on guns, but on some of the most powerful guns. Ooh. Madison is the one that started all this, and I'm glad he did. I really am. Green, now this guy's got a funny laughing picture. A picture book of Richard Scarry from 68. Norman Rockwell of the Under Five Scarry excelled at depicting typical scenes of American life in the typically American town, a busy town. Oh, man. And there is everywhere in the nation. A leopard gives a dental exam to a seal. A beaver digs for coal. A fox sells a house to a rabbit. And a pig is winched through the train window for picking out in the buffet car. Everyone is a worker in busy town. What does Joe Biden do all day? I'd say he practices, and I mean this literally, reading the teleprompter. There you go, Joe. Get over yourself. And my last magazine, then I'm going to go back through some of the things that I wrote about and explain them in a little bit of detail. Grieving in Buffalo. If we want to prevent future tragedy, we need to begin addressing white supremacy. Oh. More black people shoot more black people in all of the major cities than anybody else. Yeah, don't like that at all. That's prejudice. Uh-huh. Well, I hate to tell you, but things happen along those lines. And you don't have any cure for it because you refuse to address the problem. Mm. You have to understand that there are forces. Which side are they on? It's time for progressive donors to focus on building an independent infrastructure for change. They want us all to become Marxists. I don't think so. AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby, seems particularly focused on assailing progressive women of color. That's a lie. When you go after after Israel, then you reap the whirlwind, as somebody said. Chuck Schumer has done something. He did it. It was in the past, but the video is still out there, where he said that you guys are going to overturn Roe versus Wade, and you're going to reap the whirlwind. Notion that we must have children to fully realize ourselves reflects a view of women as fundamentally incomplete. The right to be human. Anti-abortion movement, justification for overturning Roe, is rooted in the dehumanization of women. That's a lie. Can another war save the U.S. from ourselves? No. It's up to we the people, whether you like it or not. Oh, boy. The Supreme Court is broken. How do we fix it? My. One side says strip its power. That's an FU. And the other side says expand it. And that's an FU as well. We are seeing an ascent of mob psychology on an exorbitant scale. You should know. You're the ones that have been doing it. Oh, boy. They want to destroy the Supreme Court. Anybody want to go along with that crap? If so, you might want to get in touch with me and see what we can come up with. Oh, it was a nightmare. One woman's story about seeking a second trimester abortion tells us everything we need to know about post-Roe America. Garnet Henderson doesn't know what he's talking about. It's very simple. You want to make sure that you don't get pregnant. That's the answer. Ooh. Oh, my God. They got a map in here. Abortion limits. In many parts of the country, getting an abortion at any stage is difficult due to the dwindling number of providers. Yeah. But getting an abortion later in pregnancy, particularly in the third trimester, is difficult everywhere. Ooh. In a handful of states where third trimester is legal, there are a few providers. They just ain't any. My. If Roe is overturned, 26 states, including nearly all of the South, are poised to ban abortion to the fullest extent possible. That's true. And the only remedy is don't get knocked up, don't get pregnant, etc. Oh. Antagonism and division and vitriol is still really, really alive and is just being transformed to the page. Now we got something. Fear and loathing in San Francisco. In this repeatedly progressive city, tech and real estate money has bankrolled a centrist backlash. Uh-huh. Well, since taking office in 2020, derangement syndrome. Since taking office in 2020, the DA has become the focus of a corporate backlash. Every crime trend will be blamed on him. Carver Garage, Walgreens, the CVS closing stores. Biden's fault. Biden did it. We don't have the language to express how many of these people are Burning Man libertarians while being economic Republicans. And it don't get no better. It keeps going. The recall was successful, both for the school board that were a bunch of ass wipes and the other people who didn't know the difference. They got a whole bunch of stuff in here that just don't make didn't make a difference. All of it, mostly. So, what am I going to do? Well, here's what each one of us need to do. Here's what you need to do. Each of us needs to decide what we are for, the things we agree with and want to see more of, against the things that we don't want to see any more of, and what to do about it. All of it. And one of those things, one of those ways is to vote. Now, if it gets too nasty, I suggest you move out of where you're at. I know that that's not an easy thing to do. I didn't say it would be easy. We're coming up to a vote where each of us gets to make the most important decision since our country was formed. It's critical. Now, why do I say that? Well, with Biden screwing things up and the progressive or liberal or Marxist people that are all running loose in the House of Representatives, we got a problem, and we got a close to majority in the Senate. Ooh, well, when I say critical, I mean that if you want the United States, your freedoms, and the things that you are used to survive, get out and vote. And vote. You want to be realistic, long-term change, find the one who will do their job the right way and vote them in. What's the right way? Well, I'd say 50s morality. I'd say abiding by the law and seeing to it that it's enforced. There's a bunch of things that go along with it right way. And when I say vote them in, that's it. I don't care if you're a socialist, Marxist, or whatever. Vote those people in. Your vote should be independent of party. There ain't any Democrat and Republican in this. No independents either. Although their independent is growing, your vote should be independent of party. So don't forget the parties. This does not mean staying with any kind of status quo. That means if somebody has come to a black neighborhood and said, okay, we're going to take care of you, but you got to vote for the Democrats, tell them to screw off. They don't have your best interests in mind. They just want your vote and have anything to get it. The many major problems are being created by the present administration. These people own all of it. The social inequities, the things that have been changed that shouldn't have been, that were working just fine and now don't, are a good example. And doesn't matter if you can afford to live or not, according to them. Well, is the cost of living gone up to such an extent that you're having trouble with keeping groceries on the table? Think about it. Who do you think does that? It sure as heck isn't the average person like us. Then you got to ask yourselves a question. What do you want? Do you like the prices? Most people don't. How about all the shortages? Baby formula disappeared, and it did so because the health departments didn't bother to make comprehensive investigative tests to find out if the whole thing was bad. They didn't bother. That's called manufacturing a problem. Now they're telling us we got to wear masks again. I think these people better find something else to do. Now, a new shot has been approved for very young kids. I better not hear about that, about you coming around my grandkids with that crap. Why do I say that? Because the first of all, the vaccines and shots and whatnot have proved not to be effective at all. Bear that in mind. And secondly, they have a tendency to kill people or make them paraplegics of some sort or have other nasty side effects. Are these people going to require our babies to get this shot? Well, I'd say that you need to that we need to start something that is called homeschooling or group schooling, at the very least, so we get away from the controls of the state federal government in education. Do we have a teleprompter running our country? Watch Biden. You throw a towel over that teleprompter and the boy's lost. He can't remember how, he don't know how to wipe his own whatevers. So what is your choice? This is what you got to think about. And I don't care what color or where you're from or any of that. You want the same old, or something better? If you want something better, start by voting a bunch of Republicans in. Now, here's the deal on this. If anybody does not perform and they are elected, they can be removed almost immediately. Look at Gascon. I got rid of him. Look at that teacher's board. It just, you know, they got rid of him. The same or something better? I'd say we all do for something a whole lot better. Now, many got a gun and ammo because of a lack of police. We have the right to self-defense, except in New York. Ooh, Supreme Court, smack them down, tell them to behave. What we need to do is to come up with something that precludes all of the horse hockey that the federal, state, and local governments have decided to put on us. Oh, no, no, my goodness. You can't carry a 20-round magazine. Want to bet? Show me where that's in the Constitution. It ain't in there. It's not in the Second Amendment at all. Well, guess what I see? Now, here's something that is going to screw with some people. We got changes coming. And the choices we make determine what those changes are going to be. Many of the people that got a gun and ammo because of the lack of police are, at the same time, willing to defend their neighborhood, with that same gun and ammunition. These people that are in the federal government and, you know, state legislators or whatever, they don't have a clue. How many times have you seen them with their hands bleeding because of the intense work they did? You ain't. And the reason you haven't is because they don't do anything. Push a little paper here and roll over there and smile and wave and kiss the babies. Yeah, right. Anything to get elected. But don't you even think about us. Don't think about us in the wrong term. Now, what I see is changes. And I'm going to play that song, y'all. Let's do it.
You are a young man and you're eager to seek a way to let the world know what you think. The lesson learned is not taught in a school. You have to start first by being the fool. But I see a change. They happen every day. Day to day, but I see changes happening every day. put your money aside to call it all your own. You finally save enough spend, you're thinking that you're gonna advance. Turn around, there's Uncle Sam, he's got his hand down in your pants.
But I see changes, they happen every day.
Do it says a lot. Now there's some things that go into this. If, and this is the biggest if you ever heard in your life, if enough people get together, we can change it all, every bit of it, back to something that we can all be proud of, live with, enjoy ourselves. We want to live our lives without anybody molesting us, and that's available. But it's going to take us all. And you just don't know how far we can go and reach until you take something like this show that I put together and put it out there. Take and make a copy. This is a free copy. You can get the copy and tell everybody and their mother-in-law that we have only two ways to go, and that's the choice we make. What we allow, we're going to allow people to run roughshod in the neighborhoods? How about if everybody went downtown with a club and cracked a bunch of skulls? Now, think about it. Oh, that'd be a riot. Woo! Well, BLM can do it and get away with it and burn a city down and tear stuff up. The regular citizen who's fighting for their rights as stated in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and things of that nature. Those people will or can, and it's up to you. It ain't up to me. I'm voting a certain way because of the people that I'm voting for, not because of their party or what they may or may not have done in one situation or another, but to get things to a point where we can have morality like we had in the 50s. You don't knock people up. You know, the guy's got a responsibility. You don't screw people over because you can, because you're more powerful, got more money, or whatever the situation might be, but that it's the right thing to do. So until such time as you decide to take an active part in all this, do me a favor. I don't put these shows ain't easy to put together. However, they're there. And everybody needs to pay attention to what I'm offering. I'm not offering having puking and all that other stuff that other people have already offered. I'm offering a simple way of life. It might be countrified in some ways. It don't hurt nobody. I don't particularly like, I haven't rarely found anybody but Tupac Shakur that when they rapped said anything. Well, whoopee. In the meantime, take everything I've given you, all this stuff that is the very best of what is going on, and spread that turkey around. Go out there and get her done.